remarks to the president before a group of British, French, and Canadian exchange teachers, with an introduction by Mr. Oscar Ewing, the Federal Security Administrator, 16th of August, 1951.
Mr. President, you have here before you 120 teachers from England, France, and Canada who have come to spend a year in our schools under the exchange program that was developed in the hope of furthering international understanding. These people come here and teach in our school for 1 year, and the teacher who had that school normally goes and teaches in their hometown. This has been a wonderful program for exchange of information, of ideals, of understanding. Under the Fulbright Act, which applies to England and France, we'll have a total of 218 students this year. And I know I express for these people, Mr. President, their appreciation of your taking your time today to meet them in this heat.
Mr. Ewing, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very great pleasure to welcome you to the United States. I hope you enjoy your stay here and that you take back an impression that will make our relations with France, Britain, and Canada more cordial. And I hope our teachers who are returning to visit will come back to us with information that will improve our understanding and relations with your country. I hope you enjoy yourselves while you're here. I hope you give us something that we ought to have, more information about your own country and how you do things, and see if we can't coordinate it so that we can travel along together on the road to freedom. We represent, as you know, the freedom of the world, the freedom of the individual. And there's another concept which does not represent the freedom of the individual, which is totalitarianist approach. We can't stand for totalitarianism. Britain began coming from under totalitarianism back in the 12th century. The French began coming from under totalitarianism about the same time we did, in the 1790s. We want to continue the programs for the welfare of the world as a free place in which to live, so the individual can do as he pleases as long as he doesn't injure his neighbor. I hope you'll have a grand time here, and I want to say to you that it's not always this way in Washington as far as sunshine and heat is concerned. It's sometimes very pleasant here. I say sometimes. But in other parts of the country, I know you're going all over the country, you find maybe locations and weather conditions exactly as you have them back home. You'll find some that are a little warmer than this, and some that are not quite so warm. Appreciate your coming. I hope you'll enjoy it, and I hope we'll get some good out of it. Thank you very much.